Zois Chanukah, the eighth day of Chanukah, is the crescendo of the Yom Tov Chanukah, a day of profound spiritual potential, a day where we enter the world of eight. Seven represents this world, the physical world. Eight represents the metaphysical world. Eight symbolizes the eternal world. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that during the period of the Chashmonaim, Klal Yisrael were prevented from bringing the Karbonos of Sukkos. So in an effort to compensate for that loss, Chanukah was instituted for 8 days, to parallel the 7 days of Sukkos and the 1 day of Shmini Atzeres, for a total of 8 days. So perhaps we can say that since the 8th day of Chanukah corresponds with Shmini Atzeres, therefore, just as Shmini Atzeres contains the essence of all of the Yomim Tovim that preceded it, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shana Rabba, and Sukkos, so too, Zois Chanukah contains all of the Oiris, all of the blessings, all of the Nisim and the Yeshuas of Chanukah are all enveloped in the day of Zois Chanukah. About the mitzvah of Chanukah, the Gemara talks about v'mahadrin, the people that are meticulous, or mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, the people that are extremely meticulous. As the Chadush HaRim, why the strange expression v'mahadrin? Chazal usually use the term v'machmirin, v'madagdikin. Mahadrin is usually used for inyan kashrus. So he says something very powerful. The etymology of the word mahadrin is hudra, to bring something in. So the Gemara says v'mahadrin, if you want to bring in the energy and the radiance of Chanukah into your core, you want to tap into the Shefa of Chanukah, if you want the Oiris, if you want the light of Chanukah to last all year long, Madlik Shmoina, go beyond the natural world. Light 8 and connect to a world of 8. And that is why Chazal used the expression of Mahadrin. Bring it in. Benefit from the blessings of Chanukah all year long. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story. About 2 years ago, a woman from Borough Park gave birth to a baby boy. Shortly after his birth, the doctors noticed something very concerning. The baby was having significant issues with his vision. The distraught parents sought out several doctors in the tri-state area, hoping for a cure. But every doctor they consulted arrived at the same conclusion. The baby would need to undergo a delicate and complex surgery. And even then, there was no guarantee that his vision would fully recover. A week before Chanukah, the parents secured an appointment with a top pediatric eye specialist in Manhattan, a non-Jew. He examines the baby and he confirms what they already heard. There's no other option. Surgery is necessary. But then he turns to the mother of the baby. You're Jewish, right? You have this holiday of delights coming up next week. Here's what I suggest. Take your baby and place him near the Chanukah candles. I've seen a few cases in the past where children experienced unbelievable miracles after being near those candles. And he added something astonishing. Your candles work. Our candles don't work. Your candles produce miracles. Ours are just candles. The mother took his words to heart. Every night of Chanukah, she placed her baby near the glowing flames of the menorah. Months later, she brought her son back to the specialist for a follow-up. After examining the baby, the doctor said, "Your child has made significant improvements. We won't need to proceed with the surgery." Today, that little boy is 2 years old, and he sees perfectly. What a story. Miracles happen on Chanukah. Chazal say, Kol Ma'adam Asidim Lebatl. When Mashiach comes, all of the Yom Tov will be nullified. However, the Yom Tov of Purim and Chanukah will never be annulled. Why is that? Sir Rav Hutner has a beautiful insight on this. When the Chachamim instituted the Yom Tov of Purim Chanukah, they specifically did not enact the prohibition of Asis Malacha. We are permitted to work on these Yom Tov. And the question is, if these are such holy days, why is work permissible? Says Rav Hutner, if Chazal would have declared that on Chanukah doing work would be prohibited, then it would have necessitated an Avdalah. We would be required to make Avdalah Matzah Chanukah, signaling the termination of Chanukah, like we do every other Yom Tov. And we never want an Avdalah from Chanukah. We don't ever want to depart from the warmth and the luminescence of Chanukah. And since we never separate from Chanukah, therefore, it will endure for all eternity. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.